Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
One A Miracle Every Day reader confessed that she is sometimes under great pressure concerning her life projects. She shared with me her difficulty remaining confident. I often forget that God already has a plan for me before I even decide to make plans. I have a tendency to put pressure on myself. I have to succeed at all costs according to my timing, and finally I end up disappointed because nothing goes as planned. Often after accumulating failures, I realized that I hadn't turned to God to entrust my plans to Him before acting. I'd like to convince myself that God has already foreseen perfect plans for me, that it's useless to stress and to trust Him, but I have a lot of trouble doing that. It's true that it's sometimes in our nature to plan and control everything. We develop plans and sometimes forget the essential thing, asking if it's God's will. And we don't hesitate to then move in another direction when we fail, unfortunately. We don't always take the time to breathe, or even more, to ask God. In this frantic race, my friend, I'd like to encourage you to slow down, if only for a few minutes, and take the time to unwind. What if right now you took a few minutes to relax? God Himself invites us to do so with these words: "Be still, relax, cease, let go, and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. Why not stop everything for a few moments before you start going again? I invite you to relax like this. Turn off your phone or put it on silent. Take the time to breathe calmly and relax your muscles. Calm your inner tension. Silence your thoughts by turning them towards Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Then, offer a prayer up to God, giving Him what's weighing on you. And know that He is God, that He is above all, that your entire life rests in His hands. I've noticed that this method works very well for me, and I'm sure that it will be just as effective for you. When I relax for a few moments, my body unwinds and the tension in my heart clears as well. By doing this, I've noticed that irritations or annoyances I had towards someone, so heavy in my thoughts before, evaporate and often give way to love. Take time to relax, my friend. God invites you to stop and remember that He is God in every one of your situations. Not only will this benefit your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, but your heart as well, Jesus' dwelling place. Have an amazing day full of His peace.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.